KI-4DOS mobile.
Well, stranger, this is some rare DX. Hi, Gary.
And Bernice doing all right?
We're just out delivering a treat to a friend of ours who lost his wife a few years ago and doesn't get these homemade goodies too often, and is a really, really nice guy. And I think you probably know him, Paul, W4FC.
I don't know him that well, but I have met him. I hate to hear that, but I'm sure he will enjoy the goodies. That's always a good thing. I'm out running a few errands myself on the way to the post office right now. Joy ran out of stamps, so I got to go over there and get some stamps and mail a couple of letters I got here in the truck with me. Then I'm going to go by the parts house for the lawn and garden type equipment. I got a primer bulb that went bad on my chainsaw, or one of my chainsaws. I got to get one of those and get it home and put it back together and see if I can get that thing running again.
I think putting on a primer bulb would be a little above your abilities, isn't it, Gary?
But I'm going to have my son over there to help me, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and replace the fuel lines and the fuel strainer and all of that while I got it torn down. There ain't no sense in letting it get clogged up or one of them lines, you know. And of course, they get real brittle in this kind of weather. And I'm going to go ahead and replace them. That way, I won't have to worry about that.
What you mean, man? It's got to the point now, Gary, where I can't even start a gas-operated one. I just am not able. And so I bought an electric one. It's got to be a high-end one because I bought it at Lidl's, you know. So it ought to be about as far uptown as you can get. But it does cut good.
Well, I hate that you can't jerk on one of those gas-powered jobs, but I understand how that goes sometimes. I'm liable to get that way myself one of these days. It don't always feel good when I'm out there trying to get those things started, but we'll deal with it when the time comes. I had an electric chainsaw. It was not battery operated. It was, what was it? It was electric, but you had to have an extension cord, you know, out to plug it in and that sort of thing. And my brother-in-law borrowed it, and guess what? I don't have a chainsaw anymore. He said that possession was 90%.
Been there and done that. And I'll tell you what, I loaned one to my dad one time, and I didn't want to do it. I knew better. He ran it into the dirt. He ruined the bar, and he ruined the chain. And I warned him about that, but a chainsaw is just one of those items that's very poor thing to loan, because even with a good operator, as you well know, and we used to cut all of our own wood up at Bernice's farm, her mother's farm, and even with a lot of experience, you can get hurt or you can destroy that saw much easier.
I can understand that. I've done that myself as far as the chain and the bar goes. Well, Tom, you and Bernice have a safe trip. I've arrived here at the post office. I think it must be closed. I don't know if it's a holiday or not, but I got to go in here and see if I can get some stamps anyway. And in the meantime, you and Bernice be safe out there. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to you later. N0TR, KI-4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, yeah, it's Martin Luther King Day. Everything's shut down. And what night do you do the net on, Wednesdays?
Yeah, Roger.
Okay, I got to get on there and break my habit one of these days. I've enjoyed these two-meter discussions and Q-cells we've had lately on here. There's been a lot of good ones and a lot of nice gentlemen here to talk to. So I'll try to get on there and maybe stay over for the rag chew. 73's Gary. Maybe we'll catch you on the way back. KI-4DOS and 0TR.
forward to doing that. And I've been on the HF a little bit. I got on 20 meters the other day and talked to South Africa. That was a new one in my book, so I enjoyed that. But come back and get on 2 meters with us, and we'll enjoy talking to you. Y'all take care, and we'll say 73 for now. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Gary, right around the gray line of an evening has been about the only time I've been hearing a lot of CW on 40 meters. And I talked to Austria on the Echo Link there for about 15 minutes the other day on this repeater. Talked to Washington this morning. Anyway, 73's Gary, KI4DOS, N0TR. U2T. And by golly, we were talking about you this morning, Rusty, and wondered why you hadn't been on there, and was hoping and praying that you were over that stuff.
Well, I'm over all of it but one of the effects, and that's that effect that keeps you on the throne more often than you want, you know?
I didn't even know that went along with it. I'd throw that in the ditch. I'd skip that one.
I'd love to, but ain't happened. So, anyway, I'm learning to deal with it and going to go from there, you know, see what happens.
Well, we wish you well, Rusty. Oh, we had to go down this way anyways today, and I was going to drop off some stuff at a friend's, and it's not out of our way. And just, we planned on going for a ride today, so that's our ride. We never go very far. We just reached Wade Hampton here. Well, our son-in-law's mom and dad and the whole Flam family got that stuff, five of them. And they're just now getting over it, and they survived, but one of the younger daughters that goes to college, she had vomiting along with it really bad. But other than that, that was the main effect that that they had. And Bob, the dad and the grandpa, he's had two or three valves put in his heart while his heart was beating down here in Greenville. So that's who we were concerned the most about. And he's also had all the open heart surgeries you can have because of the scar tissue there. He can't have anymore.
Yeah, you got to watch out for. And, you know, it's a deal here. Heard you and Gary talking about HF. I'm getting ready to dial up here and get ready for a net that's supposed to be on 20 meters here in about 15 minutes.
He's going for some stamps. He might be back. I hadn't heard him in a while. I thought I might get on one night when he's on there. Had some real nice conversations here on this repeater lately, and enjoyed that. Oh, I worked a couple of Russians last night and a German. The Russians were from the Ukraine. And I just get on there and work a few, and then the band just goes away. I don't know, Rusty. I think we go downstairs after our shower. And so it would put us downstairs probably, 7 to 8 o'clock. And I'll sit there, and that's when the most activity seems to occur. And then it just disappears. And I jump over to 80, and there's nothing. There's a little bit on 160. But a lot of it's slow code operators and U.S. contacts. But very sparse. There's not a lot on there late night that I've seen, but I haven't been on real late either.
On late either myself. And let me go. I got to go walk the dog and take care of a couple of things, and then get ready and see if I can check into this net. We'll catch you later, Tom. You have a good one. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. N0TR, W2T.
Give me that frequency, Rusty. Is it 14315? I might listen.
I'm going to be on 14316 today.
QSL. You take care. Hope you get better, Rusty. Get you some Pepto-Bismol. Seems to work pretty good. W2T in 0TR, 73.
Yeah, I've got it, and I'm taking it. W2T clear.
JQY, signal check.
So check, this is KO4JBV.
Copy, just install a new radio, just seeing how it sounds. How it's hitting repeater.
It's a little quiet over here. No problems at all, sounds good.
Hey man, I appreciate you coming back. KO4JQY, clear.
BV clear, 73 is to you.